Bienvenido to the Pop-Up Podcast. This is Lady Yanga.
It's King Yanga, and it's the motherfucking Pop-Up Podcast.
The intro. This is the intro with no intro.
Oh, shit. We ain't gonna have an intro until I make one then.
That's right. That's right. But today is a special day because here in beautiful sunny California, Sacramento, we get locked down tonight. And we're gonna talk about how we feeling.
I'm going to be outside all night just to show niggas you don't have to do what you don't have to do. God damn it. You don't have
to. It's going to be cold, babe. I want to go outside.
You ain't got to go
outside. I go everywhere you go. Why would I just want to stay in here by myself?
I'm just saying, like, I'm going to be outside for a while.
I hope everyone is safe and mentally sound and stable. Physically, emotionally, spiritually. This is a spiritual warfare, y'all. They trying to get into that mental, like I said before, man. There's a war out for your mind. So we're going to get into how we're feeling. Hopefully it can spark some things in you and you can share how you're feeling. That's what we do this for. It's a form of creative therapy. If you are feeling tense, you have a lot of questions unanswered, like we all do, like, where is this going to take us? What is this leading to? A lot of us really don't know. You just got to ride the wave. And that's why, you know, I say Earth School, this is what we're all in. We're all in Earth School. We're all expressing ourselves as human beings, right? And we're going to make mistakes and things are going to go wrong. That's just inevitable. It'll never change as long as we're humans, right?
I feel it. At the same time, though, a lot of people are making decisions based on they're reacting. They're not making decisions. They're reacting.
Right.
This is an effect. This is not,
we're cause not causing effect.
Yeah, but we're not causing it. We're reacting. We're just being affected, so we're reacting.
Very good point. And we need to really address that. We have to change that, the narrative. Right? Because like you said, we're not causing any of these things. We need to be the cause of our own destinies.
Yeah, you ain't going to be able to do that unless you decide for your motherfucking self.
Right. So we're going to decide and we're going to talk about what choices and paths and how we direct, you know, our thinking. And hopefully, like I said, it'll help, man. That's all we can really do is just, you know, talk about how we're feeling. Act upon it as much as we can. That's why we have this podcast. And, you know, prayer, the power of prayer with action behind it is powerful.
True.
Two is more than one. You feel me?
I know why y'all be in quarantine. Some of you niggas better clean your goddamn house up.
Spring clean. That's the spring clean.
The fuck?
The spring cleaning.
Talking about our podcast be all over the place. Some of y'all cribs be all over the goddamn place.
Right.
But it's cool. We ain't gonna go.
Why they all over the place? They need to be up in them donation buttons and them support buttons.
Yeah.
And those review buttons. Whatever platform you're listening to us on, please show us some love. This is episode 3. So, you know, we new to this podcast community. But we do appreciate all the love. And any suggestions or anything, we're open to it, so let us know. We about to get into this third episode.
We'll listen. There ain't no guarantee that we'll motherfucking do what y'all niggas is saying, but we gonna listen. So hopefully y'all listen and do the same. And just do better, goddammit. Shit.
Do better. All right, we out.
It's the motherfucking Pop-Up Podcast, you beezy.
Okay.
Yanga.
Yanga. I'm freaking irritated.
Well, do something about it.
I'm trying to.
What are you trying to do?
This podcast. I think it helps me. It helps me release how I'm feeling. You know, I feel the emotions, and then, you know, I kind of wham out, figure out what triggered it, and then I, you know, try to express myself because I have a very hard time expressing myself. But all this chaos in the air, man, you could feel it. You can feel the uncertainty.
But I'm not going to let that shit take over what I'm doing.
I didn't say take over. I'm saying you can feel it.
Yeah, but I don't have no anxiety. I don't. I wish my shit would move forward.
That's an anxiety.
It's only gonna move forward as fast as I move.
That's what's bothering me the most is that there's things that I've been working hard towards, right? And just these last couple days before all this fuckery, you know, started transpiring, it was really promising. I'm not saying it's not promising, but it just, you know, everyone is quarantined now. You have to, you know, they're enforcing you to, you know, self-isolate. They're enforcing you all these things. I have money to go make. I don't have a 9-to-5. You know, they don't consider what I do a necessity. You feel me? So that part, that's what I'm saying. It's like, who are you really trying to protect?
It's that cause and effect thing again.
Right.
The government sits here and watch niggas move. They allow you to move. And they watch what everybody's doing. They see everybody trying to be entrepreneurs. They see all these niggas trying to make t-shirts and do all of this. Or whatever they trying to do. They watching this stuff. And they know how to shut it down. Why? Because we depend on them.
Right.
We depend on
you them. You really care. All of a sudden, you really care. You care enough to, you know, protect people from going to work because it's hazardous.
Nothing to do with that.
I'm just saying, like, that's how they're putting it out there, you know? So it's irritating knowing the truth and seeing the things that they're doing, knowing the effect of what they're doing. They know the outcome of the effect that's going to happen what they're doing.
The government does.
That's what I'm saying.
But all these dummies.
I don't say people are dummies who don't know. It's just that they've never taken the time to slow down and really assess what's going on, because either
that's smart or that's dumb.
I'm not saying it's dumb. It's just that their mind has been manipulated, and it's not hard. I've been there before. I've been that person. I thought I was doing what was right for me, working all those long hours for somebody else, clocking into to work every single day, not wanting to miss a day, you know, forgetting about investing in myself and all those things. Like, you didn't have time to focus on anything else. Going to school at the same time, raising a kid as much as you could, you know, as good as you know, with the tools that you had. Like, it's easy to get caught up in that. It's hella easy.
You're right. It's not dumb, but at the same time, it's not smart.
I mean, it's
people are doing what the only thing that they know how to do.
The only thing that they know how to do, which is follow. But this is what we were created from, to follow, to worship.
Not me.
Right? But it's the focus is on the wrong type of worship. Because there is a higher something we need to be worshiping. It's not the government. Right?
But that's what everybody tripping off of.
Right? I'm sitting here with 3 different books, right? So we've been reading How Successful People Think. I haven't even opened this one, though. The Fall of America by Elijah Muhammad. I haven't even started this one. And then I got an Awake.
Yeah, we ain't gonna read that one.
No. There was some really good information in here. Let me just go over this real quick. This part right here, though, I'm trying to tell you. Well, why don't you want to read it, though? I don't want to read a whole bunch of it. But this is the key point. These are some key points that they made that I really loved.
It provokes good thinking. Great thinking.
It provokes great thinking. But, religion.
But other than that, it's a paperback, probably 10 pages of some shit that all it does, all that is for, is to stimulate your mind. So if you don't if you don't have a great mind, what is it gonna do for a nigga who don't have a great mind?
You don't know until you try it. Because I believe religion is a necessity. It's for moral guidance. Nothing else in this world is gonna give us our moral guidance. What else is there?
Jehovah's Witness.
I didn't say a Jehovah's Witness. I said religion.
But that's what that is. That's not religion. That's a Jehovah's Witness paperback.
But everything we look at, anything that's dealing with self-love, self-investment, self-improvement, is all based out of the Bible, no matter how you cut and sew it. Because the whole...
Which is written by Kakazoid.
I don't care who it's written by.
I do.
I don't care who's... Everything has to be written by some human. Like, that's what it is. You feel me?
If that human ain't anointed, or not by the Most High. We don't know who.
But I know
that motherfucking gay man, King James, the whoever he was, and whoever wrote that shit up under him, they weren't anointed.
Pay attention to the message. The message wasn't about that. That's what I'm saying. Religion is our moral guidance. You can't cut it out.
Religion is not just religion, though. It's your upbringing. Because if you don't, you can read the Bible all you want. You can read these awake books all you want. If your upbringing don't line, if it's not in line with this stuff, it's going to be foreign to you, and you're going to think what you want to think.
Right.
You're going to perceive things how you want to perceive.
I don't want to get too deep into, you know, this.
Brought the fucking awake book.
I know, but I just wanted to read something from this. I thought it was really dope, and I can't find it right now because I'm going back and forth with you. But I just wanted to say religion is basically a good form of moral guidance that we're all missing. Because everything else doesn't teach us that. College is not teaching us that. Going to work is not teaching us that. What is teaching us how to be morally sound?
Life can teach you that if you pay attention.
Life can teach you that.
If you're not scrolling in your goddamn phone, if you're not worried about your eyelashes all the motherfucking time or your weaves and shit, if all of these material and tangible things aren't as important to you as they are, then life, yes, can teach you.
What's the key point that life is going to teach you by just listening?
Living it. You have to live life.
I know, but there's something.
You have to experience things.
You do, but it's still, just because you experience doesn't mean you're going to learn the necessity of life, which is love. Love has to be taught. It has to be.
So again, if you're not taught these things and your upbringing don't align up with these fucking books,
so how do you align your upbringing if you're not taught to be morally sound? Let's talk about that. Okay, you were taught to be morally sound, right? You still fucked up through life. You feel me? That's just part of life.
It was my
choice. I get that. But what I'm saying is, how about those who weren't even taught to be morally sound? How do they find the message?
They still have to listen.
But you don't
listen to your parents, you're going to have to listen to somebody.
But they don't.
The message is
so
out.
So how
here.
Are
life
you taught love?
It's the same thing as all of these. So for an example, the parents that teach their kids this shit, and then their kids end up being druggies or motherfucking child molesters or whatever the fuck. You can have a decent upbringing, but life gonna teach you what it's gonna teach you. It's your choice to take that shit in and execute it again or not. Everything that somebody does or everything that somebody says, they've already heard it. They heard somebody else say it or do it, or they watch somebody else do it or say it.
Right. So to be effective, right? Any cure must address the root causes, not just the symptoms.
What
is the root cause of all this? How do we fix the root cause, not just the symptoms? The symptoms you just named.
Of what?
Of people not being morally sound. That's what's wrong. We're not being morally sound. We don't act off of love. No one knows what love is.
You know what's being taught right now? It ain't morals. It ain't that.
That's what I'm saying. It's not being taught because people are not, they're losing their oneness with I believe in three things that have to go together. You can't separate them. When I say religion, you have to have a base, right? And no matter how effed up people have taken religion and made it their own, there is a key message in religion that people have misguided. And I believe it's from the scrolls. I don't know what they did with the damn scrolls and the message they took out of those. But the key message in them scrolls is important,
see,
right?
That right there that you're talking about is what I'm talking about.
So let me finish. But we'll never know that, right? But there's a key foundation in that. Then your spirituality goes together. And I believe that's... So the religion is your mind, right? Your spirituality is your self-guidance, is your body. You gotta feel that shit. You feel me? It's not just something you have to read. It's just, you just know it. You feel it. It has to go together. And then we have the universe, which is the life lessons that you said.
That's our soul. I think the second two go together, because one, if you don't feel nothing, like Like, for an example, you could be taught morally to be morally sound or not. But you can, whether you're taught to be morally sound, good or bad or not, you going to go in the world and you going to experience some shit and it's going to make you feel a certain way and you're not going to be able to explain it. Why? Because you wasn't taught. Those who aren't taught can't explain the feelings that they feel, so they can't react the right way. Your upbringing has everything to do with how you react and the decisions that you make.
Yeah, especially as a child, but as an adult, I think it kind of different.
As an adult, you build these habits.
You build habits since you're born.
Yeah, you build these habits. Right, I'm saying, not just an adult. So by the time you're an adult, you've had examples, good and bad. You know what the fuck is going on. Whether your mama or dad taught you, or whether you seen somebody else get the repercussions, the reward, or the consequence of a stupid decision. You see, but by the time anybody is an adult, they've seen enough to make right decisions or wrong decisions. And they gonna feel a certain way when they see some shit, or they not. So there ain't no excuse. What your parents gonna teach you, life gonna teach you. It's helpful that your parents teach you. If they don't, and they lazy ass just want to live their life, then you going, as a child, or whoever the child may be, is going to either benefit or not from a lazy ass parent.
Or a parent who didn't know anything themselves because they never took the time to learn.
True.
To learn.
You're right.
So we really have to learn love, you know, because we can be taught all that we want, but if we don't accept it in our everyday life, the way we walk, talk, breathe, it really doesn't matter. You know, and you made some really good points is that we're not making the cause and effect. So even though this new reality that we're in, right, that's what they call it, since all this stuff is going on, it's our new reality. Ain't nothing gonna change. Nothing's gonna change.
Hell no, it's not up to you. It's not up to if you getting government assistance, if you are on the clock, if you are working a job, if you're on a schedule, any type of schedule, having anything to do with government officials, events, voting, whatever it is, like everybody on a schedule. You know what I'm saying? You got to do what the Romans do when you out here. If you on any of that, it's all dependent on what they do. It's not that you can't.
It's like, it's all so confusing. I get it. No, I know. I believe everything you're saying, but.
That's why they call them rights, because you have none.
Right. Right.
You don't have no rights. But everybody fighting for rights they don't even have. Their niggas don't even know who they are. Right. And that's where it stems from. If you don't know who you are, you don't know who to follow. You won't know who to listen to or yield to.
Right. So many discussions in my DM too. Like, you know, we've been going to the gym. They had to kick us out the gym. We've been working out. We've been keeping the same schedule. We're not allowing this to really control our life as much as we can. Control the parts that we can control. But people are really believing that they're looking out for our best interests. And that's what irritates me. Saying, oh, you can be a carrier, but you have no symptoms. So that's why you have to stay out of the public because you can make other people sick. And the more we quarantine ourselves, self-isolation or whatever they want to call it, you'll lessen the likelihood of so many people catching the virus or whatever. I'm like, first of all, I ain't met a mother freaking person that got it. And I don't want to keep talking. I don't want to keep talking about it.
Yeah, we ain't got to. I know. I'm just saying. I'm just gonna be real.
It's just like annoying. I'm through.
This coronavirus. This is how slow niggas is. The coronavirus has been around for a long time now.
Right.
And niggas wasn't talking about the coronavirus until the government started talking about the coronavirus.
Not just talking about it, like. Feeding it into our subconscious, like
a Cardi B song,
man. Coronavirus, Corona. That song goes.
You think niggas ain't make a song about coronavirus?
Hella different coronavirus song, but it's just like this new reality. So what's the new reality?
I mean, what are they talking about? I know what mine is, and it has nothing to do with what's going on right now. I ain't even stressing it, like, cause I know who I am. I know what beat that I stroll to. I mean, I know what I'm doing. Right. I don't know what everybody else is doing.
This was all prophesied, though. Like, if religion, I'm glad.
I hate when people say that because what's a prophecy?
Let me say, prophecy is something that has been spoken on before it happened.
Yeah, that's because everybody speak on it. When you say they're going to implement martial law. Well, yes, because you ain't the only person that has said that dumbass shit.
I mean, words are spells. Exactly. I get it.
So the more people say it, guess what's going to happen?
But guess what? The fact that it's still going to happen.
Yeah.
And that it's happening. Doesn't matter how the prophecy is fulfilled. It's being fulfilled.
Because you're allowing it.
Are you listening? Babe, come on.
I'm a different breed.
You're allowing it. So if we didn't speak on it, then what?
It would be obsolete.
So the only reason you were born is because somebody spoke on it?
The only reason there is light.
Huh?
Because somebody spoke on it.
The only reason there is light?
You read the Bible.
It's a prophecy.
You want to believe in it?
It was
not?
A prophecy. Yes. Yeah. Okay, so you have, to an extent, you have a point. We were brought into this world because the Almighty spoke light and words upon us to be, let the earth become many, subdue the earth and fulfill it, all that good stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
But you're telling me, let me see if I get it right too. So you're telling me that everything that's happening in our society worldwide on a global scale is only happening because people are speaking it into existence and they're making themselves believe it? Or this is a part of the revelations?
The revelation.
Or it's a combination of all of it. It's a confusing, I know.
Could be a combination of all of it, but I know one thing is for sure. If a nigga don't speak on it, what do you have? What do you have if nobody speak on it? Can't nobody read minds?
Well, the whole
you can't prophesy nothing out of a nigga head that he ain't said. Like, you could think something right now.
Yeah, but to me,
until you say something about what you're thinking, the world will never know.
Right.
So whoever has spoke this into existence wanted more people to continue to speak it into existence.
Yeah,
but just like the shit that's in the Bible, everything that's in the Bible ain't.
But the whole bottom line is, do you know what is being proven when things are happening through the Bible? Let's just ask that question. The whole part of the prophecy, or the reason God's authority was called into question, is because the Bible feels that man cannot rule man into a paradise. Men are incapable of ruling men. And that's what's coming into question. And by the things that are happening around us, all world powers...
I've heard people say men aren't supposed to govern men, and I've heard the opposite.
They cannot govern men.
I've heard the opposite. I've heard, you know what I'm saying? We're supposed to follow law and the law of the land.
No, I get that. They're saying on a global scale. We're talking about on a global scale because we're all God's creatures, right? We're all his whatever. We're all created under this, in this earth, to coexist with each other. That was the goal, right?
Mm.
And they're saying because man has dominated man, which is man cannot rule man, that's why there's no peace on this earth. So what is our new reality if there's never going to be peace on this earth? What is our new reality?
Your new reality, if you want peace on this earth, is find a relationship with the Most High, because that's your only peace.
Yes, us, but how can we get the whole globe on a global level, all of us?
Live by example. You can only live by example.
So you think that...
I mean, anything is possible.
Without intervention of...
I think anything is possible.
Of the higher power.
How you know our intervention ain't us? How you know if he gave us everything that we needed to work and provide for ourselves on this planet, what more does he need to give you to save yourself?
Save ourselves. Everybody. Because that's the goal, right?
In order to save everybody, you gotta save
yourself. The new reality.
You can't save nobody if you ain't saved.
Right. I mean, we're going to save ourselves, but how do we continue to spread that? Like,
the same way that they spread the fact that there's going to be martial law. You know, the word martial law, the phrase martial law, this is the most I've ever spoken on it my whole life. And I've heard it. I've heard it since I was a teenager. I'm 37. It's been stop saying shit. Stop repeating stupid shit that you hear just because it sound good. You got to stop doing that. You got to stop because it sound good and it make you feel a certain way.
And
speak truth.
But everyone has their own truth.
According to whom?
Because there's people who believe... Let's use the certain laws, okay? Like an abortion.
We ain't talking about a nigga's dreams.
No, I'm going to say like abortion. Mm-hmm. Right? People have different views on abortion. My truth about abortion is not someone else's truth.
Abortion is not... Abortion is not true at all. Like, that's not truth at all. So, if anybody has anything...
But it's your body. You know what I mean?
Right.
So everyone has their own rights.
So, make a great decision. If you're gonna abort something, you know what I'm saying? And everybody make mistakes. Why the fuck would you sit down to create something? Why would you create something and then abort it? What if God did that to you? What if anything did that to any...
It right or wrong. I'm just saying everyone has their own views on it. So my truth might not your truth.
There's always three sides.
So like there's always like we're gonna go.
There's always three sides until a motherfucker stop lying to himself and others.
Right. This is like I don't want it to be a battle with us every time we talk. I wanna come to a.
Might come down to that. We live two different lives. We were raised in two different areas on this planet. I'm from the hood and not the valley. I don't everything wasn't peaches and cream for me growing up. So we gonna have different views when it comes to certain things, especially religion, because I grew up in the church.
Right. And that's what they're saying, that like more, especially what I've learned in the religion I grew up in, is that a lot of us raise our children that are not in religion. I'll say that. Most people are not in religion. And I'm not saying that everybody in religion is great, but I've seen a lot of people who've taken a different path, and those be the religious people, because they didn't raise their children to be worried about higher education or having financial gain. It was more about teaching them about moral intelligence.
Yeah, I mean a lot of parents aren't.
And you would think we would want the world to be like that.
You gotta have a well-rounded parent. If you don't have a well-rounded parent, then at least you gotta have a smart enough parent to know that they don't know everything and they need to find the answer for the whoever kid it is. If I got three boys. You know what I'm saying? And I know a lot of shit, but I know I don't know everything. So in order to get them the information they need, I'm going to find the person or the situation. It's all about positioning. You got it, you know what I mean? I didn't have a dad, but my mom kept me around stand-up men.
Right.
So I knew what I needed to, you know what I'm saying?
Right. I feel you.
I had an example. Some people...
Some type of example.
Yeah. And
right.
Some people don't even think that far into it.
To where,
I don't know what I need to know so I can teach my son this, but I at least know I need to put him in a position to where he can learn some shit that I never learned.
Mm-hmm.
That's a selfless parent.
It is. And I've been reading this Awake right here. It's November... No. Yeah, November 1st, 2019.
Look, that's number one. I don't think that's November. That's probably the first issue of 2019.
Okay. And it says, will we ever feel safe and secure, right? And on the front of this cover, it has what's going on today, right this second. We got the, what, medical mask?
Yeah.
We got the pollution. We got the army tanks.
Yeah.
We got social media.
Yeah.
Right? And it says, will we ever feel safe and secure?
So check this out. Just like that punk-ass Jesus pic. Caucasoids know that black people are big on imagery. This right here are images that they put in on here to manipulate the masses.
But it's not saying nothing wrong in here.
It don't have to.
It's saying some good information that people can follow.
It don't,
for instance,
it don't
like
matter.
This.
It don't matter like what it say. Listen. It doesn't matter what it says on the inside. If a nigga see this right here, you think they gonna open this shit up?
A lot
up?
Of people don't even read that. So.
Exactly.
You feel me? It says the reality is that we as parents are more concerned about academic or material advancement. And that is the way of the world.
What I can say is whether they was taught that or not, you still have a choice to make.
And then it says, yeah, it says schooling is important, but it doesn't combat wrong desires or bad inclinations. Why is the emphasis always put on academics and material advancement?
Because that's what the government wants you to advance.
So the government is the devil.
The people that's running it.
Now we're getting somewhere.
I mean, it's always...
These are just our thoughts, so that's why we're probably all over the place. I hope you guys can follow us,
If you can't, you need to find another podcast to listen to.
It's so much information, man, and right now, this is a really critical time for people really to dig deep inside themselves.
That's what it's gonna take. Niggas are lazy. Niggas are lazy physically and mentally, and it shows. It's going to take
We all
that.
Can be better, though.
We all can be better. But the niggas that need to be better need to keep their mouth closed.
Who are
put
those people that need to be better?
Hey, whoever they are. I can't. It's too many people to name. I know too many people.
So you're saying...
Put your head down and get to work.
Like, let's give them some things that they need to be doing.
Like I said from the beginning, you need to get your life right with the Most High first. Find out who you are and why you here.
And how do they do that, though, if you're saying religion is not important?
I didn't say religion wasn't important. No. I said people take that shit too far.
There has to be a balance with everything. Yes. There has to be a balance with everything.
Some people are over religious. Like, it's a difference between being religious and spiritual.
Right. For one, advice I would give someone who is really afraid and scared right now, and they're trying to figure out what this new reality thing they're talking about, the new reality, and they want to get in touch with mind, body, and soul, which is, to me, religion, self, and the universe, right? They need to start from the beginning, which is start with love and figure out what the fruit of the spirits are. Because they say the fruits of the spirit, against those things, there's no law against the fruits of the spirits. And there's 9 fruits of the spirits. There's 9 of them. And I learned these when I was heck young. And they've always stuck with me, but I never really took to them. Like, until recently, and until I started doing my freedom coaching, right? Am I boring you?
I'm listening.
Huh? I'm just going to name all 9 of them. And this is where you start. Read about these first. I think people need to figure out what these are. All right? And it's all part of your mental strength training, because these are the things that are going to set your foundation, right? And help you become the best version of you. And that's the goal, like you said. In order to help others, you have to get right with yourself first. So start with the fruits of the spirits. And the first one, of course, is love. And then after love, you have joy. Then there's peace. And there's patience, kindness, goodness, faith, mildness, and self-control. That's where everyone should start with. Understanding how they view those spirits, those fruits of the spirits, and where did those spirits stand in their life. Like, really try to understand that.
So in order to do that, you got to pray for wisdom and understanding. Because if you don't understand shit, it don't matter how long or how much somebody teaches you. If you don't understand that shit, you never gonna get it.
Yeah, I'm very hard-headed. I am super stubborn. And I was talking to my girlfriend the other day, and she gave me a quote from, who the hell was it? Freaking crap. It was it Einstein? No, Eleanor Roosevelt. And she said, learn from the mistakes of others. You can't live long enough to make them all yourself. That, to me, was a powerful, 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 powerful quote that I needed to hear at that time. We don't talk about that enough, was learning from others.
That's why it's so powerful for you, because you never heard that shit before. If people talked about shit like that, then it wouldn't be...
No, I've heard that before, but I'm saying at that time, I needed to hear that. Because a lot of us don't learn from the mistakes of others.
Because you don't pay attention. If you don't learn from the mistakes of others, you don't pay attention at all.
I mean, if you ask someone, what mistake did someone make that you learned from? They're not going to answer as quick as, what mistake did you make that you learned from? You feel me? Like, really took note and heeded it, and you were able to avoid it because that person made that mistake and you saw that it wasn't beneficial. Not too many people learn from that.
Man, I'm different. I'm different. But people want, I find it funny that people don't want to listen to me because they feel like they know everything already. Whether they older than me, younger than me, they look at my life and feel like he ain't got this much money in the bank, or he ain't got this car, he don't got these things that, you know what I'm saying, I don't attain a certain amount of knowledge, you know what I'm saying? But that's cool, that's fine with me. You know what I mean? Because the knowledge that I have attained is for me, and for whoever wants to listen.
I mean, that's a big part of it. I think a lot of people want to see, you know, the financial gain of someone to call them successful. But I think there's a bigger part of that. You know, it's about being vulnerable. A lot of people don't attach to people who are not vulnerable and open enough.
Yeah, I mean, in a world like today, you ain't gonna get me to be vulnerable like that often.
Apart from them seeing that there's no financial gain a lot, it's a part of that vulnerability that won't allow them to connect to you even more and listen to you. You feel me? Because of you saying you don't want to open up, you know? And being vulnerable because of whatever reason it is.
I'm not saying I don't want to open up. I'm saying to certain people.
They got to work around that. No, definitely.
They have to earn it.
Yeah.
Because you want a nigga to be vulnerable. That's the ticket. That's not the ticket. Niggas have to earn that. It's just like trust.
True, but with knowledge comes great responsibility, right? And maybe some people haven't understood their self enough to gain that knowledge of being vulnerable, because I think it's one of the last steps.
So we go back to what I said.
You know?
In order to embrace this new reality, you might want to pray for wisdom, understanding, and find out who you are and why you're here.
I get that, but
how
we were talking about learning from other people, right?
How are you going to learn from other people if you don't know how you learn?
I know, but that's one of the ways that, like, if you can be a light bearer for someone. There's so many things that have happened in my life that people have done. I'll take my ex-husband.
Again.
Right? No, I'm just saying.
You always use this as an example.
Because he did some stupid stuff.
You probably had some other people do stupid shit around you. You just ain't pay attention to it.
Probably, but this is somebody I marry, though. Come on, man. You don't just marry people I don't just marry people just to marry people.
So why you marry him then?
Because I loved him. From my understanding of what love was at that moment, you know?
What was love for you at that moment?
It wasn't what it is now, I can tell you that. But what I'm saying
what
is...
What changed?
I took time to invest in myself. God, I understood
damn.
Me.
Say it again, because I said it twice already.
You know? I took time to... But I learned, though. I said, you have to learn love. People don't learn love. I don't know what he's doing now, but the last time I saw him, it didn't look like he learned love yet. He didn't learn love. He saw it in me, you know, the things that I was trying to do and the changes I was trying to make, but his heart wasn't open. He wasn't open to being vulnerable. He wasn't open to learning. There were so many things that I saw, and I didn't hold it against him because I'm the one that obtained the knowledge. So I was responsible for not judging him and being more understanding because I've been there before. You know what I mean?
What would you have done different?
Not married him. Real talk.
Cause I mean, I got love for a lot of motherfuckers. And I ain't gonna get involved with him at all.
I wouldn't have married him. But I'm just saying,
would you have done different leading up to that point? Cause you got to know when you okay, I'm finna marry this fool. All right, yeah, I'm finna marry this. You got to know
up until that. When point. I was getting married, I felt it. It was not a good feeling.
And that exactly again, proves my point. It don't matter what you've been taught. You gonna feel some shit that you don't know how to express because you wasn't taught.
Anyone getting married is gonna feel you. It's a lot. Big percentage of people feel a nervousness about themselves before they're getting married. It's common. I mean, it's not nothing unordinary.
Because of this. Because of the level of
understanding of what marriage really is.
Nah, it's the level of when it comes to marriage, it's the expectations that we put on it. Marriage it's a pact between two people, not those two people, God and the niggas on the street, the bridesmaids, the pastor. It ain't everybody.
Yeah, but now business. We're going in the direction of marriage.
No, we not. We just taking a few seconds to pad some of the things that we said earlier. You got to know your fucking self and learn yourself first.
But I didn't.
Before you learn anybody else or from anybody else.
But sometimes it takes other people and what they do to learn who you are.
Man, I don't know.
I feel like you know it's true because you didn't been married.
You didn't
have babies by people.
Yeah, and I made mistakes.
You feel me? Exactly.
But at the same time, I lightweight knew. Just like you knew. I knew.
I had a feeling.
Yeah, no, I ain't had no feeling.
And I had a vision.
I knew.
I had a vision, too. I had a vision. But I know I'm not always right.
We aren't disciplined enough to, when we make choices, believe in them 100%. Every choice everybody made, I don't care who they are. They could be famous or not, wealthy or poor. Any level of nervousness, it just comes from insecurities that you know what I'm saying?
That is naturally.
Yeah, it's just natural.
Yeah.
Seldom are you 100% sure I'm finna do this and it's finna work out like this.
I think those are people be the most bitter. Who have these high expectations and thinking that everything's all peaches and cream and not knowing that this journey you're about to go on, Earth School, whatever you're doing in your old school is about to be the hardest journey, especially marriage, because you got two people with two different personalities coming together, not as one, but to coexist in a form that it's
one.
It's crazy. And people don't understand that the commitment comes way before the I do's.
So you mean to tell me you had a feeling and that was it, that you ain't know for sure?
I had a feeling and a vision where I saw our whole relationship flash right in front of my face after we got married.
And you ain't give a fuck. Love was that deep.
It was more of a me always feeling bad and like I can save somebody. I'm the helper.
That's not love.
I'm the helper.
That's not love.
I didn't understand it at that time. You know, and I think that's what I'm saying. A lot of people don't understand who they are. And sometimes other people can show them who they are in certain things. But we have to be understanding and forgiving and accountable for everything that we do and what happens in our life and what we allow in our life. And that accountability has not been set. The standard has not been set because we don't push the fact that we have to teach moral soundness. That's the least of things that we want to teach anyone in the world.
Even the niggas that's morally sound, though they doing all of this goddamn preaching, they following just right behind the next motherfucker that ain't morally sound. So, I mean...
We can go on forever, it sounds like.
You feel me? I'm just bringing that shit back to the coronavirus, what we was talking about, because I hear a lot of people who saying, oh, I ain't tripping, oh, I ain't worried, but they going to buy fucking toilet paper and water and hand sanitizer and all that shit, stacked up, stocked up, but they ain't tripping. Like, that's some bullshit. That's some bullshit.
So they ain't tripping and being selfish.
Yeah, like, what the fuck you buying all that shit up for it if you poised right now? Like, niggas don't know what the fuck to believe. So, again, study yourself and show thyself approved, because at the end of the day, nigga, it's just you and the Most High anyway.
Right. Like, so it sounded like we need to focus more on teaching people how to do these things then.
Somebody got to do it.
See? Yeah, instead of just talking about it, that's what we're going to start doing. Maybe we'll take a few minutes out of the podcast and you know, go over some things and reflect on some things that's helped us get to the point to where we're at.
I mean, it really ain't about teaching nobody. Putting the examples out there for niggas to grab a hold of, because it's our fault if we don't say anything or tell you, but it's your fault if you listen and then want to still act like you know. You know what I mean? So.
Right. Ooh, we went in on this one. We're almost 30 minutes in on the second part. I do appreciate this, you taking the time out. Speaking your truth.
Show me.
You know? Show you what? That I appreciate you? Did you want to... Bezos?
What's this? Bezos?
I said Bezos.
What's this? What is
this? You want a Bezos? Un Bezos? What you want?
Just want you to finish this podcast.
I'm out. You got anything to say?
Man. Tap in, man. Tap in, tap in.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Tap in. Where can they find you at?
YangaNation.com. That's the website. Yanga Sport Clothing on IG. We on Anchor, pop-up podcast, web series. Lady Yanga, Diani at Diani Diani on IG.
Yes, keep going, baby.
.com on Facebook, spelled with a K. DOTKOM. Man, we everywhere, man.
Right.
You see the timeline.
And what I like to say at the end of each podcast is drink your water, wash your hands, control your breathing, mind your business, stretch daily, and pray.
And think for your motherfucking self.
Ciao.